What are some of the latest scams that are making the rounds that you all have on your radar?
One that's become more common, unfortunately, is where someone's email gets hacked and they gain enough information by hacking their email to observe what they're doing, and they try to use that to take over their bank account because they find out maybe where they bank or who they bank with. And we've seen cases of where the fraudster tried to initiate a wire transfer going to a different bank. Unfortunately, the other thing that seems to be happening more regarding social media is that people develop online relationships, romantic relationships. And as sometimes happens, the other party says, "Boy, I'm in a jam here. Can you send me $2,500 so I can take care of this?" And of course, the person sends the money and it's gone. So lots of online activities.
Any particular things that we ought to be thinking about to protect ourselves from credit card scams or fraud?
One thing that we encourage people to do, and many of us don't, so we constantly encourage, change your password for your online banking. The majority of customers use online banking today. Many of them are using the same password for that as for a number of other things. It's always nice if online banking has its own unique user ID and password that's a little harder to maybe understand or figure out. So we certainly suggest that as a first step. Monitoring your account, however, is best for you, is certainly important so that you know what's going on with your account and can question it very quickly. We encourage you to download an app that sets up purchase alerts. Visa does this actually on your credit card. You get an alert each time the card's used. For my debit card, I get an alert each time my debit card is used. And the other thing that I use it for, and this is very, very helpful to me, I have a location feature on the debit card app, and I can set that on so that my phone needs to be close to where my card is being used in order for the transaction to be approved. I can use the location feature on my new app now. It knows that this is really my card because my phone is right there, and it approves it. So it really saves me time and the worry of having to contact the bank and tell them I'm going to be traveling and how long I'm going to be gone. It's fine to do that. And if you're more comfortable making a call to your banker, absolutely do it that way. But for those who like the technology, they can do it that way.
Steve Kelly is Executive Vice President for Marketing and Sales at Central Bank. And thanks for joining us.
Been my pleasure. Thank you, Tom.